USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Still no word from President Trump as Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is asking President Trump to reschedule his State of the Union address until after the partial government shutdown is resolved. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan tells Fox News this is exactly what's wrong with the Democratic Party.
This just underscores what we've been saying. Until they start focusing on the country and not just on stopping the president, I don't know how you can reach an agreement with these folks. So hopefully that's going to change.
ISIS is claiming responsibility for a suicide bomb attack involving American forces in Syria. At least four U.S. troops have been killed, and Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin is on the Foreign Affairs Committee.
You can't just assume that this was some lone wolf who knew how to put together this device on their own. They carried it out without any coordination. ISIS claimed responsibility very quickly.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
It's day three of a teacher strike, and many union officials are digging their heels in, saying they won't give up until teachers get more money, smaller class sizes, and more staffing. The union also wants the L.A. mayor to get involved. Netflix announced their basic plan will go from $8 to $9 a month, while the most expensive plan will go from $14 to $16 a month. The streaming service has raised their rates 4 out of the last 5 years, and financial analyst Rick Minoris tells CBS This Morning, this is par for the course, and most people just are used to those charges coming out of their account.
It's a monthly plan. It is something that you sort of just set it and forget it, like many other monthly subscription services. It's almost an afterthought when you're scouring your credit card bill and that $12.99 a month comes around. You're usually fine with it.
As far as how many more price hikes consumers will put up with, Minoris believes
there will come a point where people say, you know, mas. But until they get to that point, you're going to see Netflix nickel and dime about every year or so and adjust their prices higher.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
After missing paychecks due to the partial government shutdown on Friday, the number of TSA agents not showing up for work has grown, forcing some passengers to wait in long lines at airports as airports continue to make do with slimmer security staffs. Some airports across the country are doing what they can to help out the TSA officers who are not being paid by feeding them breakfast or even giving them lunch or care packages. James Keyes is a TSA worker. He says it's getting harder and harder to work without getting paid.
Everyone's angry, everyone's upset, and everyone's scared. It's demoralizing because you go to work and you expect, you know, pay for hard work, and you wake up and your bank account's empty.
A home improvement TV star makes an announcement, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Are y'all ready to see your fixer-upper?
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's go.
Chip and Joanna Gaines hosted HGTV's popular fixer-upper, and now Joanna Gaines is trying a new venture, announcing that she's releasing her first children's book with her own children serving as co-authors. The new book will be Joanna's second. She recently debuted her first design book, Homebody, a guide to creating spaces you never want to leave. Fixer Upper ended its 5-season run on HGTV last April, although it's still running in reruns.
A new study found that Americans spend nearly half their waking hours looking at screens. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.